Hi, Icon Athletes. Carrie Woodruff here, sport dietitian with Icon. And today we just wanted to check in first and see how everybody is doing, see how your first week of the challenge went. Some of you may only be a couple days in if you joined a little late, and that's great too. So we wanted to see what kind of questions you have. Please don't hesitate to contact us. We've been emailing out our contact information, but you can always contact me, Carrie, at email address Carrie, K-A-R-Y, at iconathlete.com, or Corinna, our other sports specialist in nutrition, and that would be C-O-R-I-N-N-A, at iconathlete.com. So please reach out to us, or you can always check in with us on Slack. Let us know on Facebook how you're going, how you're doing, how things are going, what's going well, what's not. So please check in with us. We want to be here as a resource and see how the challenge is going for you. You know, one of the first behaviors that we identify, if you look at that PDF for the Icon Nutrition Challenge, and you see sort of one of the first goals for the challenge, and that includes what we call mindful eating, or at least maybe we should better term it being more aware of what we're eating, right? And so whether you've opted for option number one or option number two of the challenge, both start with just becoming more aware of what you're eating. And so for option number one, you know, this looks like using the hand-eye method to become more aware of your portion sizes. And so looking at the amount of protein, veggies, fats, and carbs you're getting using the hand-eye method that was outlined in the handout. And then also trying to be aware of the frequency that you're eating, right? So are you eating, you know, twice a day? Ideally, you're actually eating at least 4 to 5 times a day. This could be something, 5 to 6 times a day. This could be 4 to 5 smaller meals with a snack, or this could be 3 meals with 2 to 3 snacks. And with that is trying not to go more than, let's say, 4 hours without eating, right? So are you eating at regular intervals? And this helps to make sure that you're not going too long in between meals and snacks without eating. Because if we do, we tend to get overly hungry and we're actually more likely to overeat at the next meal. So if I eat lunch at noon, but then I forget my afternoon snack, things get busy, I'm working, and then I don't get home till 7, I mean, everything but the kitchen sink is going to end up in my mouth. And whereas if I ate at noon, but then maybe at 3, I knew it was going to be a busy day, so I had a good quality snack of some Greek yogurt with some berries and maybe even, you know, some whole wheat crackers or something. I get home and I'm hungry, but I don't feel out of control hunger. I can make a healthful dinner. I make healthier choices, right? So we're trying to create more awareness of what we're eating using the hand-eye method. What we're eating, how much we're eating using the hand-eye method, and how often we're eating, trying to eat every several hours, at least every 4 hours. And then the what we're eating, we'll talk a little bit more in a future podcast, but still trying to get a balance between protein, complex carbohydrates, fruits, and vegetables. But why is this important? Why is mindful eating, being more aware of what we're eating, helpful? And we'll talk about the research in the second part of this podcast and really what the research says, because everything that we say in Icon Nutrition is evidence-based, or that is that there is evidence and supportive research to say these are effective recommendations and these are important to consider. And, you know, also with the second option for the Icon Nutrition Challenge, we do also have the recommendation to track your intake. And that is just taking that awareness of what you're eating one step further by tracking it on MyFitnessPal. It doesn't have to be my Fitness Pal. There are other trackers like Lose It or Spark People. Those are all just fine too. My experience with patients as a dietitian is that my Fitness Pal has the most comprehensive database. So if you go out to eat, you go to restaurants, and as well as grocery foods, grocery store foods, is that most of the foods that you eat will be found in my Fitness Pal. So it just makes it a little bit easier. But what we like about tracking and what we find about tracking is that we learn so much about what we're eating. You know, I've already had an athlete contact me and who gave me an estimate of how many calories they were consuming on a daily basis. And then I got a follow-up email after 24 hours of tracking saying, wow, just kidding. I'm actually doubling the amount of calories that I've been eating on certain days, because when I eat out, I had no idea there were this many calories in this meal, right? So we just learn so much about what we eat when we track it. We learn the calories. We also learn how much protein is in it, how many grams of carbohydrate, grams of fat. We can learn if there are added sugars in that product. Sometimes we get feedback on the sodium content, which can be really high. So we learn so much about the foods we're eating. And then we also see the distribution of what we're eating during the day, right? So maybe you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you think your meals are pretty balanced. But once you track it, you see, wow, my breakfast is actually only 300 calories. My lunch is only 400 calories. And I had no idea that what I eat for dinner is actually 1,000 calories. And because maybe our meals seem balanced, we have protein, complex carbohydrates, and fats at each meal. But by tracking the actual amount that we're consuming and what it is that we're eating, we get even more specific feedback. Now, for some people, I know people who continue to track their intake with MyFitnessPal on a daily basis, you know, in the long term. They just do it every day. I say, you know, even if this isn't a long-term behavior, take these 6 weeks of the challenge to track your intake. And I still believe that you will be really surprised, if you haven't tracked before, just about the details of not only what you eat, but how much you eat, the distribution of what you eat, how much protein are you actually getting on a daily basis, how that protein is distributed. You know, are you getting 20 to 30 grams of protein at each meal like we recommend? And so we really like tracking, at least as a temporary, a short-term, a six-week tool to get feedback on what, how much, and when you're eating. So when we talk about mindfulness and mindful eating, we'll talk a little bit more about the research, and we'll talk about tips for cultivating more mindful eating, because it really is such a healthy behavior. But even just following the goals of the challenge by tracking your intake, at the very least using the hand-eye method, or more specifically with option number two, using MyFitnessPal, is really going to help you become much more aware of the foods that you're eating, how much you're eating, how does that make you feel, you know, in terms of satisfaction, hunger, and fullness. So we just wanted to talk about that and the importance of that. And so for Icon Nutrition members, those who are subscribers to the nutrition channel, The Vault, we'll talk a little bit more about the research of mindful eating and what that says from moving here on out.